This goes to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, fax 810-275-0307, regarding Pamela. Last name is S like Sam, C-H-I, B-B like a boy, E-L-H-U, T like Tom, E. Date of birth 12-17 of 1951. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Pamela with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and obesity. Her last visit was 1 year ago. Since that time, she was admitted to Gratiot Community Hospital in June 16th of 2022 and discharged June 24th. She had had a fall and injured her right knee, and she did require, they assumed the fall was caused by very low blood pressure. So she was admitted, and her Losartan, which was 25 milligram once a day, was held. And her creatinine level at that time was 2.2, and lactic acid was elevated at 2.1. So she had extensive bruising of the right lower extremities, and she did not have a fracture, but her right knee had a very bad contusion and sprain. And she was very weak, so she was admitted for inpatient rehab from 6/16 through the 24th of June. She's feeling much better now, but she has noticed that home blood pressures, since the Losartan was discontinued, are now running 150s over 90s when checked. And she had been lower than that previously, 130 to 140 over 60 to 70. And she has had a 19-pound weight loss over the last year. She did have some Losartan, or she just had some diarrhea also prior to her hospital admission in June, and that has subsequently resolved. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations, no known illness from COVID-19 infection, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no cloudiness or blood in the urine, and she feels as if she's emptying her bladder completely. She has shortness of breath with exertion, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. She has edema of the lower extremities and wears support hose daily. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the bisoprolol 5 milligram daily, and she's on Xarelto 15 milligram daily. And her Losartan 25 milligram has been on hold since June of this year. Physical examination, height 70 inches, weight is 375 pounds. Blood pressure, left forearm sitting, large adult cuff was 170 over 90. Pulse 66, and oxygen saturation is 93% on room air. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, currently no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, no ascites. Extremities, she has 20 to 30 compression support hose from toes to knees in place. No edema of the knees or upper legs. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done October 8th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.3 with estimated GFR of 40. Albumin 4.0. Calcium is 9.2. Sodium 139. Potassium 4. Carbon dioxide 26. Phosphorus is 3.8. Hemoglobin 14.7. Normal white count, platelets are 149,000 with a normal differential. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine level. Recent low blood pressure in June and Losartan low-dose Losartan was stopped, but now we've noticed an increase in her blood pressure, and we'd like to try to restart the 25 milligram of Losartan daily again. The patient will be monitoring her blood pressure at home daily, and she'll notify us if it is lower than 120 over 80 at any time. And we may need to switch the Losartan to something different. She will follow a low-salt diabetic diet if she has diabetic nephropathy. We're going to do lab studies every 3 to 6 months, and she's going to be rechecked in this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.